Thanks so much for tuning in to the Happiness Happens podcast. If you're loving what you're hearing, be sure to subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're listening on. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, I would be so grateful if you could rate and review the show. It takes 2 seconds and it tells me what you're loving and what you're wanting more of. I'm your host, Simona Costantini, and I'm obsessed with understanding what it means to be happy. In 2018, I went through a massive journey and awakening, and I found myself having to relearn who I was and what I really wanted to do with my time on this planet. The truth is, I spent a lot of time looking happy on the outside, but not really feeling the same way on the inside. So I knew there must be other people who felt the exact same way as me, and I've learned along the way that there really are. And now I get to interview them and other thought leaders in the space on my podcast every single week. I'm a recovering people pleaser turned life coach and podcast producer. On this show, we get into what it means to be happy, the purpose and intention behind happiness, how to live a happier life, and we hear about all the hard moments that have shaped people to become resilient and living out their passion every single day. Think of this as your one-stop shop to help you live a more purposeful, inspired life. This is the Happiness Happens podcast. Are you ready to dive into this inspiring conversation? Let's go. We are talking all about relationships in today's episode. I love this topic because I feel like we can all benefit so much from having such loving, supportive, and fulfilling relationships. The truth of the matter is, we don't always find ourselves in those types of relationships, whether it be friendships or romantic relationships, siblings, parents, you name it. It might not always be the relationship that we were hoping to have with that particular person. So I wanted to talk about this today because I think it's really important to see if there are any gaps in our ways of thinking that we could take and shift our perspectives around in order to have those more fulfilling, honest, open, and present relationships. You might be thinking, what makes me the person to even remotely talk about relationships? I'll tell you this. I think it's really important to talk about relationships because our relationships are so ingrained in how we live our lives every day. It really impacts our overall happiness, our fulfillment, our joy. And it's not because we have to put all of our eggs in one basket and all of our joy and happiness in a relationship. It's just that when you're sharing a life with someone or when you're around your friends or your family, those types of relationships and how those relationships are really impact our day-to-day lives, right? I feel like happiness and relationships really do go hand in hand. And so I wanted to bring you my thoughts and perspectives this week on why I think it's so important to really tap into our relationships and make them the most fulfilling relationships that we can. We're going to talk about a few different things today, and I would love for you to just keep an open mind as we're going through it. I want you to think about these topics maybe as if you've never even thought about them before or learned about them before, because there could be some things in here that are really valuable and that you could take and you could integrate into your own relationships every single day. Now, you might be wondering why I feel like I can talk on this subject. And the truth of the matter is I've been in a relationship for 8 years and we've been through some incredibly amazing and incredibly difficult times. My husband, now husband, and I met when I was 22 and he was 21. And when we first met, we were young. And a lot of the times what I see, hear, and learn and read online is that, you know, those transformative years of our lives, they either really do make or break relationships, right? You either grow together, or you grow apart. That's nothing new. Now, how do you sustain a relationship and grow as an independent person as part of that relationship, right? How do you navigate your relationship together, but also give your own self the space to expand and give your partner the space to expand, right? Because if you think about, I'm 30 now. So from when we first met when I was 22, all the way to the age of 30, there are a lot of things in there that change. There's a lot of life that changes in between. And I've had Steve, my husband, on the podcast before. It's a past episode. We're going to link it in the show notes. And I honestly loved our conversation so much because we really got to talk about what it actually is like to be in our relationship every single day. I wanted to give you those some tips today that worked really, really well for us. And now, again, these are things that you can take and you can transfer into any type of relationship in your life. But I think it's really important if we're focusing specifically on romantic relationships or a partner or a spouse or what have you, it's really important to consider these things that I'm about to share with you because we have spent so much time developing ourselves and developing ourselves together. So we've really focused on growing as individuals and making sure that we're still connecting every single day and that we're also growing together. That is the biggest crux. That is the biggest thing that is most important to think about here. You really want to make sure that you are always growing together. Even in moments where you might have a little bit of a lull in your relationship, maybe you're feeling a tiny bit disconnected, that's okay. Those are normal things. It's ebbs and flows and it's like a wave, right? What you want to remember, though, is that in every moment, you really do have that opportunity to connect together and to continue to grow together, which I think is really important. So the first thing that I want to talk about today is presence. I love the idea of presence, okay? Not presence like gifts, but presence like being in the present moment. This is actually my word for 2022 as well, is presence, which for me signifies slowing down, taking time to breathe, space to recalibrate and to really, move forward and move through with a lot more intention and in a really thoughtful way. So when I talk about presence in the form of a relationship, you really want to be mindful of being present for the person who is sitting in front of you. I'll give you an example of a time where I have not been present, especially lately, because I've been very busy in my business, making sure that all of the pieces are always floating and that every single moment no balls are dropping, essentially. This takes away from my ability to be present in my relationship because I'm always worried about what's going to happen next. I'm always trying to stay ahead of everything that's going on. And then it takes me out of that present moment, which is why I've made this whole year my word of the year, presence, because I want to remind myself in every moment to stop and to slow down. So if I take this and look at it through the lens of a relationship, I really want you to think about how are you being present with your spouse, your significant other, your friends, your relationships, anything. Are you sitting and being intentional with how you are listening to someone? Are you hearing how they feel? Are you asking about their day, right? Are you putting that intention into being present with your spouse? Are you sitting on the couch after a long day? Maybe you guys are watching a show together. Are you sitting on the couch and each of you on your phone? Maybe you're on TikTok, maybe you're on Instagram, scrolling social media, and just not giving yourselves any space at all to find that connection and to find that presence with each other. I think the more that we can bring ourselves back to the present moment, we really give ourselves an opportunity to tap into a different type of conversation. We can learn something new about our significant other. Maybe we can have a moment to play like a fun game or something like that, or go for a walk or what have you. I just think that it's so important to be present in our relationships, because when you're thinking outside of that relationship and when you're thinking about the next thing to do and you're constantly thinking about how the day is going to evolve, how everything is going to continue to grow, you know, how are you going to keep moving on your day every day, all the problems that you've faced, all the hard things that have happened today, you're taking yourself out of the present moment and you're not allowing yourself to experience what is here right now, right? And I think that that's the biggest challenge, is you really want to make sure that you're experiencing the moment for what it is in every single scenario, but especially with relationships, right? Especially nowadays, because people need connection. We need understanding. We need togetherness. And when we feel like we're alone all the time, that's where the challenges happen. That's where we start to break down. That's where the communication comes to a halt, right? And so it's really important to think about this and to be intentional with how present you are with somebody else. And if you need space to do something else in an evening, I'm not saying you have to drop everything and just sit with your spouse at the end of the day. I'm just saying, you know, if they're telling you a story, instead of going through your to-do list in your mind, really just pause and listen to what they're telling you, right? Listen to how they feel. Listen to what their day was like, because we live such separate lives. How do we come back together and build our relationships together? We do that by listening. We do that by being present. We do that by caring about what the person in front of us is telling us, right? And when we don't do that, that's when we start to break down. That's when we start to become disconnected. That's where we start to live two separate lives instead of being able to merge our lives together at the end of the day. Because ultimately, I think truthfully, the healthiest relationships are when each partner can go and, you know, do their thing, live their day, live out their mission and purpose every day, do what they want to do, and be able to come back home together and have a great conversation about, you know, what the day was like, and being really present and being really intentional with our time, right? I think that that is so key. because we are ultimately very different at the end of the day, right? And if you don't have the time to do what you love to do, and you don't have the time to fill up your own cup, and you don't have the time to, you know, work on that secret project that you wanted to do, or, you know, maybe you're doing something for your business or your career, right? When we don't have time to do that for our own selves, it really puts a strain on our relationship. But it's kind of like, you know, we do our separate lives every single day, and then you have to be able to come back home together at the end of the day as one. And I think so presence is really, really important. Now, I want to move on a little bit. I mentioned it here and there as I was talking about presence, but it's listening. Listening is such a key part of every relationship. What I want you, though, to listen with presence and intention. Instead of just hearing, I want you to absorb. I want you to think about, what is that person experiencing today? What does the sound of their voice sound like? Do they look sad? Do they look happy? Are they just telling us everything is okay when it's not really okay? You can get a lot more cues when you're listening with intention versus just listening to hear, right? They're completely different. And when you give someone the time of day to feel heard and understood and supported and loved, that's when that person can open up to you, knows that you're a safe place to land, knows how to trust you, right? And so I think that it's so important to really think about listening as so key, especially if you have kids, you have young kids running around, older kids, doesn't even matter, busy business, busy career, you know, whatever the thing is, maybe you're in school, like it doesn't even matter what the thing is. When you're so focused on living outside of that present moment, you're not able to listen with intention. You're not able to understand what the person is saying to you because your mind is so preoccupied with everything else that's happening behind your brain. You know what I mean? So when you're listening to the person that's in front of you and you're trying to build that relationship and make it stronger, regardless if it's a friendship, a romantic relationship, a family member, or what have you, I really want you to think about listening with intention. Listen to understand. Don't listen to respond, right? Listen to understand what the person is saying to you, even if you don't agree. Like, you know, I think we live in this crazy time right now where everyone has a different opinion about everything. We need to be able to have conversations, you know, with our significant other without judgment, or with our parents or our friends or family, and listen to understand their perspective, understand their fear, understand their worries, understand all of that, right? We want to listen so that we can understand and not judge the person for perhaps a different perspective or a different opinion. And I think the key here is when you can listen to someone without judgment, listen to them to understand, and listen to them just for them to feel heard, that's when everything starts to change, right? Because we all have different opinions. We all have different beliefs. We all have things that we believe in where somebody else might not believe in. And I think we need to understand that that is okay. And we're not all meant to have the same opinion, and we're not better or worse than somebody else for having said opinion, because we all have different backgrounds. We all have different beliefs. We all have different upbringings, circumstances, privilege, like all of that is so different, right? And so when you're listening to understand and you're listening without judgment and you're listening to be present and caring and loving and supportive, that's when you can take away your own opinions and really focus on the person that's in front of you, okay? So I think that listening is just so key, and it's just so important, and especially in those really busy moments, actively choosing to just say, hey, stop, like in your own head, just say, stop, pause, this person is speaking to me right now, and I need to be present and hearing what they're saying instead of thinking about the 4,000 other things that I have going on, okay? Then from there, I touched on this a little bit too, and I think that this one is so important. I love this part of the three that I'm going to share with you because it really ties everything together and brings it home, is communication. But I don't want to talk about communication in the way that, you know, we typically talk about communication. I want to talk about communication in the way that it can support a loving relationship. You know, communication is so much more than what we say and what we hear. Communication is our body language. Communication is being thoughtful. Communication is being present, loving, honest, truthful, here in this moment, right here, right now, okay? I want you to think about, first and foremost, how does your partner or friend or family member or sibling or whatever it is, how does that person give and receive love? A lot of the times, people give us love the way they like to receive love. So I'll take Steve and I for an example. We both give and receive love in very different ways, right? I prefer like words of affirmation, and you know, he prefers acts of service. That's just who we are, right? And that's okay. But I think that being able to understand how your partner or whoever it is gives or receives love is so key in being able to have those really honest conversations that really build up and create that, you know, happier relationship that has more presence, that has more intention, and that has more love in it, right? Because when you're listening and when you're being present, you're able to communicate more effectively. You're able to really think about what is that person on the other side? How are they receiving what I'm saying to them, right? Then on top of that, I think it's really important to think about what are your values? What are your shared values together? But what do you also value separately, right? So writing down your values and thinking about how do my values align with your values? Do we see things on the same level? Do we value money the same way, right? Like, do we value quality time the same way? Do we value stuff the same way? All of these different areas, we all have such different opinions in. So how do we start to build those better relationships and strengthen our relationships? It's really thinking about, you know, how do we, on a basic human level, like, what are our values to begin with? And when you can take your values, pair them with your partner's values, bring them together, then you can see, oh, partner A values money, partner B values stuff. Different, similar, kind of, but still very different. And it will change the way that people see things, and it'll change the way that you start to see things, because it allows you to communicate through their lens as well. So you're seeing your own thoughts and beliefs and patterns, but then you're also seeing their thoughts and beliefs and patterns. And I think that that is just so key to understanding why and how someone operates and functions, right? So anyways, I encourage you to think about this in terms of communication. You know, I really, really, really want you to put that presence and that intention and listen when you're communicating with somebody else. This is how you will build stronger relationships, because you're able to bring your ego down and you're able to bring your presence up, and you're not being stuck in your own beliefs without being able to see somebody else's. That is so key. You need to be able to understand someone else's perspective without judgment if you want a relationship to work, because otherwise we just go through our life thinking that we're the only ones that are right, right? And you can't live like that. You know, you really have to see how somebody else could see something in a completely different way. So I have to say that this has been one of the biggest ways that me and Steve have been able to navigate the last 8 years, is because we both have different beliefs about a lot of different things, not one better than the other, but just really being honest and understanding of what the other person is thinking and experiencing and feeling. And if you've made a mistake and if you're wrong in something, being able to own up to it and apologize without any ego, right? And without being shameful. You know, it's really about bettering ourselves as a person to becoming, you know, that more in tune and just that kinder person, to be able to extend that same amount of kindness to somebody else, but also being in tune with them too. So I hope you loved this conversation. I hope you loved this episode. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm super grateful that you're here. Share this with someone you know needs to hear this message. Let's strengthen our relationships together, especially in a time where it feels like society is trying to bring us all down, okay? So share this with somebody else. Let us know that you're listening. Tag me on Instagram. It's at Happiness Happens Podcast, or at Simona with 2 underscores Costantini. All the links are in the show notes. I would love to hear what you've learned from this, what you love from this, and how you're going to take some of these concepts and integrate them into your own life, maybe starting today. I hope you have a beautiful week. I will see you on the next episode. And remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it. Well, it looks like we've made it to the end of this episode. I'm so grateful for you tuning into this week's episode, and I cannot wait to see you over on the next one. If you loved this conversation and this topic as much as I did, please feel free to leave us a rating or a review wherever you're listening. It takes just a second, and it is so important for us so that we can make sure to deliver this content to those who need it. I'm wishing you the most beautiful day wherever you are in the world, and remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it.